Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Dr. Franklin Graves, who's letting us know the significance of how staying in the blue can help our communities. And one of the things that you were just beginning to share with us, Dr. Graves, is that the church can play a significant role in helping the community, and particularly dealing with bully issues, community police confrontation issues. How so?
Well, let me say this. We don't want our future generations to be dead and right. And we don't want them to be dead and wrong. We just don't want them to be dead. We can't do this alone. We do need the churches and the church leadership. We know that everything that citizens and the children do, when they leave school, and when they even sometimes when they go home, they in their same environment. They go back to the same environment, and they're fighting against the flesh. They're fighting what to do what is right and what is wrong to do. The blue is really righteousness, basically, is what it is. And if a child is raised not only in the homes, which is the foundation, but also brought up in the church where many of the church leaders have access to them, they need an instrument, they need a tool, they need a recall, an instant recall. And stay in the blue can serve as an instant recall to them, because there are four colors in the model. The blue, which is the largest and most serious component of it, but it's also the yellow. And if you have watched many of the videos, I don't need to go into them, about the police and interaction with deadly force with the citizens, or even with the bullies, with the teachers. The model is a way that they can communicate and describe their own behavior and the behavior of the police. And it is important that the police department in every community embrace stay in the blue. Why? Well, as a former law enforcement officer myself, if you had a certified blue community and the police officer have embraced stay in the blue, his anxiety when he responds to calls for service will be at a low level. And in the recent scenarios, when they respond to any call, they're already in an escalated mode. And that's very dangerous, and decision-making becomes an issue. And when it comes to use of deadly force, since they were already at that level, at that state, then it places the citizen in a vicarious position or dangerous position. Let me explain, for example, the blue. Let me explain the blue as it relates to law enforcement.
Okay.
The blue component is really a color-enhanced visual, and it's used to assist the community with the perceptual reality of citizens' resistance when confronted with law enforcement officers and bullies' resistance in our schools. And if those who can attend tomorrow's event, they will get a chance to see the model and its configuration. And it will be used not just to facilitate understanding for instructional purposes, but it really can assist community police officers in adapting a reasonable officer response to the citizens. It really represents the foundation of peace, freedom, and justice. And stay in the blue will bring the law enforcement officers closer to the communities, teachers closer to the students, and families closer together. Because what it does, it practices the love of one another. It practices the unity. It practices human rights, marriage, church, trust, loyalty, forgiveness. You know, all of those day-to-day activities and critical demands in which a community functions. But what happened? I mean, you are a very successful man, and I venture to say you were raised in the blue. But you weren't always in the blue. Neither, and I was not always in the blue. Sometimes we drifted into the yellow. So let me explain the yellow. The yellow component is where a citizen may give the police officer a sense to increase tactics within a confrontational setting. And the police may deploy specific safety strategies. And at this point, the officer may be led to an accelerated assessment of danger, or in the case of a bully, may give the teacher a sense of noncompliance, which can lead to an assessment of behavior or a written referral. And as relates to the orange, as I said earlier, there's four components to this model. The orange component represents a more direct use of energy towards offensive tactics, or in the case of a bully, towards other members of the educational body or peers. For example, a citizen and the police may enter into a combative mode. And if that happens, superiority of manpower may lead to an arrest. And in an educational situation involving a bully, formal action may take place, or removal from the institution may occur. So what am I saying to the student? Stay out of the orange. Stay out of the yellow. Get back into the blue. Now, the last component, which is the one that we have experienced and seen many times on videos, on which is, has cost the lives of many loved ones, of many mothers and fathers, and that's the red component. And the red component is the highest threat a citizen can face, or the futuristic risk a bully can face. The bully, of course, can be removed from the educational institution, which will be imminent. However, in the case of a citizen confrontation, the police may maximize his or her survival skills. Stay out of the red. Your life depends on it. This stay in the blue community model, which RG and I are looking at trying to get communities certified. And you say, well, what's in the certification? Well, just as an example, if we took an adhesive copy of the model and put it on the left bumper of all of those who have vehicles in their community, and the police is aware of this, he's embraced it, the business people in the community embraced it, the families there, the schools have embraced it, then their anxiety will be low, and it's an assurance, sort of an assurance for the police, that this community is there to help embrace the service of the police. Because we all know that the service of the police has to be restored.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good things that police officers do that's never seen, which we refer to as a blue solution. Hmm. And they do this on a daily basis, and we know there are police officers that are, they do the right thing, they follow their model, and we want them to be what, in my day, I'm not as young as you, I'm sure, but we used to call them peace officers.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You know, but you know, now we got, and police, community-oriented police.
Yeah.
A system that we may need to go back to.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Dr. Graves, sharing mm-hmm. with us how staying in the blue can definitely be a part of the solution to the pollution that we have in our society. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.